Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Fishing has long provided stories of the one that got away, of course, and of fishermen who dip lines that have no hooks, since the last thing they want is for a fish to make a fuss and interrupt their naps. In Paradise Valley, Montana, Only a Game's Gary Wallach, himself a fisherman, recently found a story that demonstrates that fishing is not solely the province of those inclined to exaggerate or to sleep in the shade.
Montana's Paradise Valley runs about 50 miles from the city of Livingston to the north entrance of Yellowstone National Park. It's bounded by the Absaroka Mountains and the Gallatin Range, and fringed with withered pastures that slope down and touch the alluring blue-green of the Yellowstone River. On this hot, windy Tuesday afternoon, tourists in RVs, motorcycles, and rental cars hurtle through the valley on their way to and from the park. Amid the drone, a group of 13 men arrives at Dome Mountain Ranch. But they're not tourists. Most are local residents with at least one thing in common.
Fishing. The big word was fishing. Fly fishing.
That's 63-year-old Mickey Riley, who was diagnosed with colorectal cancer less than 2 years ago. Riley heard about Real Recovery at a cancer center in Bozeman. He admits that fishing provided the hook for him to attend this August's retreat, but the opportunity to talk about his illness landed him here.
I felt like that it was something that was going to help me out just a little bit in, with my recovery. I thought, you know, I'm just going to give it a try.
35 years, I haven't seen so many people go to this reunion. I'm thinking, wow.
The 13 participants here in Emigrant range from 46 to 74 years old and have been diagnosed with a variety of cancers. They look nervous at the outset, but within minutes of arrival, it's time for a meeting. The men cautiously grab chairs in the main lodge and sit in a circle below mounted fish and deer antlers. Real Recovery co-founder and program director Coy Theobald, a short, effervescent man with a carefully groomed white beard, facilitates today. He starts the meeting with a joke about a man who goes into his doctor's office.
He said, "Doc, I think I'm a Miller moth." Doctor said, "What?" "Well, I don't think I'm the best person to treat you." He said, "The psychiatrist's office is next door." He goes, "Yeah, but your light was on."
Theobald shares the story of his recovery from squamous cell carcinoma 5 years ago and invites participants to introduce themselves. He uses words like warrior, fight, work, and strength. Before long, the room is alive with stories of surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, and difficulties with finances and family life. Mickey Riley says he doesn't worry about working and earning anymore. He may only have months to live. But today he's troubled by something else.
But what I think I lost the most out of this situation is the fact that in my family, I've always been the caretaker. Now it seems like everybody's taking care of me. Now, knowing that in the near future, maybe I'm hoping not real near future, but in the near future, I'm going to be gone.
How's that hit you?
Hard.
Yeah. I see that.
If you see fish feeding on top, what do? Look around and see what they're feeding on. Look in your fly box. Find something that looks like that fly. It doesn't matter if you know the Latin.
On Wednesday morning, after three meetings in less than 24 hours and a lot of difficult discussion, it's time to fish. Dome Mountain Ranch manager and fly fishing guide J.B. Kleiap offers a quick fishing lesson as the buddies arrive. Businesslike and personable, the buddies are professional fly fishing guides and local enthusiasts who have volunteered 2 days of their time.
Beautiful.
They quickly pair up with participants, spread out across the ranch's front lawn, and conduct casting lessons. After everyone's had their fill of casting toward tin cans and plastic buckets, Real Recovery Executive Director Stan Golub summons the group to a table covered with vests containing everything the men will need for 2 days of actual fishing. But, he points out, these vests carry something else.
These are the names of every participant who has been in the Real Recovery program so far. There are over 400 names on these vests, beginning in June of 2003. And we want you to add your name, date, place, to this legacy, and you will always remain a part of Real Recovery and a part of these vests. Pick your size, sign your vest, and then we're ready to go fishing.
The Yellowstone River is low and warm due to a summer-long heat wave and drought, and the fishing is poor. But that's not the case at a private lake cradled in the hills above the ranch.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, baby. All right.
Wow, okay.
It's a beauty. Right there.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
That's pretty fun.
All right.
Participants whoop and holler, encourage and rib each other. If the meetings help the men confront their cancer, the fishing helps them forget about it for a while. After Wednesday's outing, fishing buddy Lauren Cantrell, a Bozeman resident and project manager for a local construction company, explains why he's volunteered for Real Recovery the last 2 years.
I've known quite a number of people that have been affected by cancer, and I thought what a great combination of things, you know, coming together. Just because there's a, you know, I love to fly fish, and it seems to me that there's something more important out there to do with it other than just to fly fish for myself. I think for anybody, whether or not you have cancer or not, there's something therapeutic about hearing the sound of water constantly in the background.
Cantrell's morning partner, 62-year-old retiree Ron Krager, hadn't been fly fishing in 32 years. But the sounds and the feelings connected with the sport are still familiar to him.
When you're out there on the water, you're focused on the now. And everything else fades away. And then when you're in the discussions, it's the same thing. You're totally focused on the sport, the stories, and everything else fades away.
How was the fishing today?
The fishing was good. The catching was poor.
Was the sound of the water enough?
Oh, yes. Yep.
Stan Golub is tall, bushy-haired, and quiet, a sort of alter ego to Theobald's bubbly Arkansas rascal. He says that members of his family have struggled with cancer and points out that fishing is only one small component of a successful retreat.
When we talk about memorable retreats, we never talk about the fishing. And some of these guys are a little surprised when they get here, get to a retreat, and realize it's not about the fishing. The fishing is a lot of fun, and it gives them a lot. But it's about the conversation, about the camaraderie, about the friendship, about the sense of support they get.
Sure. Dad, I got pancakes baked eggs.
Perfect.
How'd you like it?
No worries.
On Thursday morning, the last day of the retreat, men chat about diagnoses and treatments and fishing over breakfast. Then it's time to reconvene and answer Coy Theobald's question for the fifth and final meeting. What gifts do you have in your life today because you have cancer?
My name is Mark, and I haven't worked for 4 months, and quite frankly, you know, those 4 months, I was such a hard worker before. Now I get to spend time with my family and come close to them. I'm starting to bring them together because they were starting to fall apart. Sorry. It's just been a real welcome.
I was afraid of cancer, and I, you know, the idea that I would ever get cancer would seem the most remote thing. But I'm not afraid of it anymore. I got to know it very intimately, and I may know it even more intimately someday, but I'm not afraid of it.
Coy Theobald and Stan Golub say they're frustrated they can't do more for the men after the retreats are over. Still, Golub says, Real Recovery's benefits are often lasting ones.
We'll often hear from their spouse or from their child who will tell us that that Bob or Bill or Jim wore his Real Recovery hat every day until the day he died. Or he's got the picture, the framed photo that we send after each retreat of the group. And he has that at his bedside at his hospice, and would look at it and talk about it every day about his experience at Real Recovery. And that's how we know that this program lasts well beyond the retreat itself.
46-year-old heavy equipment operator and truck driver Brent Miller agrees. The Stanford, Montana native was diagnosed with leukemia in April 2005. He says he's learned a lesson he never thought he'd have to learn.
We're a big rural area out here. It's a long ways between places at times. And you learn to survive on your own. You take care of your own problems. And you run into a deal like cancer, and you can't take care of your own problems. And you've got to have a release. You got to talk about it. You know, these guys are now my friends. Any one of them I'll be able to call anytime I'm feeling down or whatever. And they'll know. They'll understand. And be willing to, hey, pat me on the back or chew my butt, whatever I need to get me going again.
I'm Mickey, and I've learned that there's a lot of caring people out there.
On Thursday afternoon, Mickey Riley struggles with words during the closing ceremony. He stands in a circle with his 12 fellow survivors, and they take turns sharing what they'll take with them as they leave. The buddies stand to the outside with their hands on the shoulders of their fishing partners. On the inside of the circle, Coy Theobald walks from man to man and offers a benediction to each. The men form a tight circle with clenched fists, and they repeat the Real Recovery motto, the one the staff hopes will help carry them through whatever lies ahead. The buddies present each participant with a box of hand-tied flies. After some tears, a few jokes, and handshakes, the 13 men climb into their cars and their pickup trucks. They pull out onto Route 89 and scatter before the hard winds of Paradise Valley. For Only a Game, I'm Gary Wallach in Emigrant, Montana.
Gary Wallach's story about real recovery will be featured on this week's program. We'll also have a story about the Arizona Diamondbacks, who would seem to have as good a chance as about five other teams to win the National League pennant. With the help of an on-the-scene witness, we'll also handicap the race between the Cubs and the Brewers in the National League Central Division. I'll be talking to Tom Callahan, who's written a book about the challenge of being a general manager in the NFL from the point of view of a guy who's just retired from that challenge. We'll also hear from you via your letters, some of which have provided me with a geography lesson that I certainly needed based on where I put Tropicana Park last week. So join us, and remember, you can always listen to the show at onlyagame.org.